This is the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend. Looks like a much more palatable weather week overall. Still pretty warm, but 82 is much better than 95, and less humidity today. We'll take it. Sunshine, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome our entomologist friend, Dr. Chad Gore from Ehrlich Pest Control. I tracked him down. He's traveling all over the world. Doing whatever you do, Chad. How are you, Ben?
Good, thank you.
Anytime you see a text from me, you probably go, uh-oh, what does he want now? And I get it, but we appreciate your expertise. So the spotted lanternfly, they became, especially in some areas last summer, really annoying, where people were shop vacuuming dead carcasses, but we're being asked to shop vac their eggs up, right?
Well, you can't really shop vac the eggs because they glue them to the trees and so forth. So that really can't happen unless you're scraping them first. Then you can shop vac those up. But I mean, you could certainly try shop vacing up the nymphs as you see them. But only, you know, you're only going to get a really small portion of the population that's actually in a tree or on a shrub and so forth. But if you, you know, if that makes you feel good and you want to make them quickly, you know, disappear from your sight by shop vacing, go right ahead. Go for it.
Well, please inform us again. For those that don't know, where did the spotted lantern flies come from? Some people think they're kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would be one of those people. I think they're very pretty insect. But so they were first introduced into the U.S. in eastern Pennsylvania and around, I think, 2014 or somewhere around there. So they've been around for a little while, but they originate from several parts of Asia. So they're thought to have been introduced accidentally, probably on some sort of plants that were imported.
Chad, are we to expect that this is going to not be a problem in the future as other species learn how to deal with these lanternflies?
I believe so. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing in the eastern part of the state. I mean, several years ago, there was just huge populations and so many problems with spotted lanternflies. And now really we've seen it kind of leveling off and even reducing, and the problems are nowhere near what they used to be. So we expect that in our part of the state and in the western part of the state, we'll see spotted lanternflies be pretty bad for maybe a couple of years. And then things should probably just kind of simmer down a little bit. You'll see less and less of them and things will kind of balance out. And sometimes we see that with other insect species. Like if we think about the spot or the brown marmorated stink bug, we had kind of the same thing happen where you had this huge population boosts or booms, and then they just kind of died off, and they're just periodic a pest.
We're with entomologist Dr. Chad Gore with Ehrlich Pest Control. What do they actually harm? What is the biggest threat that spotted lanternflies present?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a couple of things, but one of the biggest concerns is what they could do to crops. They really like grapes. For the grape industry, the wine industry, that could be really problematic. One of the other things that they're a problem, because of is the fact that they produce honeydew. And this causes a collection of honeydew and this sweet, material at the base of trees and everything that they're just kind of living on and hanging out on. And then you get this sooty mold that grows on it. It attracts other things like bees and flies and wasps and ants and all kinds of things like that. So, and it's just really unsightly.
And do they bite people? They don't present a direct threat in that regard, do they?
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, they're only interested in plants. In fact, they're only plant feeders. So they've got the piercing, sucking mouth parts that things like stink bugs and aphids and the like have. So that's all they're interested in. They're just interested in feeding off of plants.
And so now if you have a bunch of them flying around outside your home, what's the best way to deal with them?
It might be to just go inside, to be honest. You know, I mean, there's not a lot you can do to keep the adults from flying around and flying to you. Maybe a good splash water might make you feel good by getting rid of a few of them as they come around. But just like I said, there's just not a lot you can do to keep them from flying to you.
Well, Chad, it's job security for you, all this stuff.
I'll see.
Yeah, certainly.
I appreciate your time, partner. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
What's your next big thing? What should we be worried about next? We had the those parachuting spiders was a
oh, here we go.
Yeah, the Joro spiders. Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I would be certainly always concerned about ticks. I mean, Pennsylvania has a tendency to have high populations or high numbers of Lyme disease. We certainly have the deer tick is a huge problem for us. If we get more rain, we could probably expect some mosquitoes as well. So,
all right, here we go. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist. I'm just happy that I know one, an entomologist from Relic Pest Control. He has like a rash behavior when I text him because he knows it's coming.
Jeez.
Get your shop back, Paul.
Okay, it's time for TikTok with Larry.